Kick, jump, and punch your way to victory. Knock out the knife thrower. Stop the stick fighter. And rip up the evil Tom Tom brothers in this action-packed martial arts contest. Best beat your opponents and rescue the fair Sylvia, who's held captured on the top floor. Just when you think you've got your enemies licked, there's always a giant, a snake, or a fire-breathing dragon to contend with. Kung Fu! This is Lords of the Game.
Into the flame! Into the fire! With no regard for a thing but that I'm the Lord of the Game! I rule this empire!
I am the God of Hellfire!
Lord of the Game! On the reign of above that you claim...
Alright, welcome to Lords of the Game. This is Adam, the Game Master.
This is Young Will.
And today, we will be playing Kung Fu Master for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And actually, it was released for NES, just called Kung Fu. That's what we're going to be playing. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up action game produced by Irem for the arcade in 84. And it was released in... for the Nintendo Entertainment System. It was one of the early black box releases in 1984. Yeah, so Irem, yeah, they made arcade games, they made R-Type, and some other stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Will, what do you think about
looks
the...
Looks good.
Looks good? Looks,
yeah,
like
let's
a,
see this.
Looks like a banger. All right, we can just get right into it. Some backstory with me. This is a game I consider to be a classic of the Nintendo.
Even though it's not considered a classic.
Yeah, I don't think this game is generally regarded very highly, but for me, this was like one of the first things I saw on the Nintendo that my neighbor across the street had. I would go over to her house, and when I play this game, like I can instantly smell dog, cigarette, and weed. And that's what it smelled like at her house every time I go over to play video games.
That's what it smells like now.
Yeah. So let's begin.
All right.
I'll start the clock. One player game A. Ah, yes.
Okay. I'm already bullshit coming at me from all sides.
Yeah, let me turn up the volume a little bit just so you can hear
the masterful...
sound in this game is actually, it's really good. I like the sound a lot in this game. It's very punchy. When
and
you
I
die, it sounds like a spring going. No, you keep going. We'll keep going until we die. Yeah, you get like a certain number of lives. I think like you get 3 lives and that's it. And you just walk. What's interesting about this game is you start on the right and move left. And this is very obviously a very early Nintendo release. It's one of the black box cartridges where they would... kind of like, you know, Urban Champions that we play. It came out around the same time. I guess it's like one of the original 30 Nintendo games that was released. And basically, you can either punch or kick.
Your choice is yours.
Yeah. Your punch gives you more points, but it has less reach. Your kick... gives you more reach. I find
you can't jump.
If you press up, you jump.
Oh, well.
And that's the end of that. Alright, so I told you this was kind of an easy game. It says copyright 1985. Anyways, yes and no. It starts out pretty simple. You know, I like to use the kicks. My favorite thing to do is to duck and kick. It seems to take out enemies quite effectively, but as you'll see, it doesn't give you as much points as punching them. Ah, that was nice. And, yeah. Pretty solid game. Walk to the side, kick, punch. Yeah, that's about it. There are also, there's one level I can't get past. I think it's the second. No, the third. Whichever one has the big old black guy that, like, walks at you and his wife beater, he is problematic. You'll see why soon.
I look forward to this. This kind of looks like you're, like, in the war.
Yeah. Or Chinatown? Oh, God. Don't hold my dog like that. You have to hold... You can't just hold him by the top torso. You have to hold him... You have to support the bottom part as well, which means sometimes putting your hand...
Inside of his butt.
Inside his butt. Or he screams. Anyways, moving on.
Anyways.
This level, okay, what happens here is these pots fall down on your head and you get snakes, dragons, or these lanterns that explode. And so this part, really, there's not a lot of, like... things to beat up. It's more like you just want to keep going and avoid all things. You can't hurt the dragons, and shit falls on your head, and it's really annoying. Yeah. Oh, and okay. I guess there are enemies here. This is the first time where you see these midgets that run at you and hump your leg until you
die. Doesn't seem like it'll be the last.
No, it will not be. Oh, and the boomerang man, he sucks really bad. You want to take him out super quick. He will ruin your day. All right, now we make it up to the third stage, and this is as far as I've ever gotten in this game. And there are five stages.
Oh. So this is a really short game.
Yeah.
Do you ever power up? Or do you...
Oh, and there's Sylvia. She's saying, "Help me, Thomas. Save Sylvia from Mr. X." So there's some backstory. You see your girlfriend tied to a chair, and yet you are helpless to save her. Ah!
So this does have some, like, emotional connection with you.
Yeah, it does draw you in. I can never remember her name. I don't feel like Sylvia is a memorable name for a girl.
What would you name her?
Maybe, like, Sophia... Shrim.
Sophia Scrimshaw.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Fuck.
These knife guys are jerks. Yeah. Just make your life...
So why do they want to kill you?
Yeah, I guess they're protecting Mr. X's property, which is Sylvia.
A girl, of course.
Yeah. This is back before it mattered whether or not... Okay, here's the big black dude.
Oh,
he just goes out there in a wife beater, fucking sweatpants and flip-flops and kicks your ass. That was very impactful to me as a kid. I was like, I should avoid that in life. You ever see that man coming at you? Run. Oh, gosh. I'm pretty good at this game, I think.
Yeah, you've got the leg kicks.
Damn. That's all I'm doing to people, actually. And, but it's not the best way to go in this game, because you can get extra points by punching, and then you get extra lives by getting extra points. So I'm going to try and do that. I'm running out of time. Why did that thing just go bing? Oh, because I got an extra life, see?
Tight.
Punch people.
Look at you.
Yeah. Pays off. Okay, I should beat up that knife dude behind me, because they suck. Anyways, this is the whole game. Oh, I beat the black dude. I'm sorry for saying that.
Sorry.
So I'm really sorry for saying that like that. But I have never done that before. Wow.
Great news.
Great news. I'm at the fourth stage. Holy
shit.
That was
a possible fight. You could realistically beat this game.
Wow. In the history of this podcast.
This has never happened.
This. Oh my goodness, there's bees. Butterfly bees coming out of the walls. You can punch them, thankfully. Oh my goodness.
Let's just say, this ain't your grandpa's bees here.
Yeah, no. This ain't Bert's bees we're talking about.
This is...
real gangster, honey. Himalayan mountain bees.
Oh, and
a man that
you
throws...
You have to fight Shrek.
Wow, Shrek comes out at you and creates hallucinatory dragons. Oh, God. Ugh, the heat is on. As they say. Ugh.
And if you've ever punched a bee in real life, you know, that muscle memory will come back.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever punched a bee?
Definitely.
I don't.
You never did bee fights in high school?
What is a bee fight? Oh, that guy sucked.
Shrek.
Your turn.
Okay.
Shrek is hard.
Well, anyways, does one player game B, is that any different?
I don't know what the difference
Let's
is.
Let's check
actually.
It out.
All right, we'll try it out. One player game B. Maybe it's harder. Maybe you'll get the real ending. Interesting. Yes, this is a very basic game. For some reason, you gravitate towards those.
I do. I'm.
You chose.
In my heart, I am a basic bitch.
A basic gamer. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything to say. This is so generic. Like, this makes that. What was the fighting game?
Urban
Brawl.
Champion?
Yeah. Like, Urban Brawl looks pretty nuanced and sophisticated in comparison to this.
Yeah. There is a bigger variety of backgrounds.
Like, this looks like construction paper, really.
This reminds me of another game that came out. I might have to look it up, actually. That was one of the first games to take... to do, like, full motion graphics or something, you know, where they captured, like, someone's actual movements.
Oh, yeah, like...
And pixelated
Don't you have that game?
No, I don't. I want that game, though. I think it was also developed by Irem, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, REM did a lot of stuff in the 80s.
Let me see what else they did. But, yeah. I could be wrong, though. Early Kung Fu games.
Well, I'm totally dead, so...
It seems like he also was a part of... The guy who developed this game is also a part of Fatal Fury, Art of Fighting, King of Fighters, and Samurai Showdown. Did you ever play Samurai Showdown?
This guy had a serious case of the bloodlust.
Yeah. I used to spend so much money on Samurai Showdown. That was a great
arcade.
Great arcade. What arcade fighters did you like playing?
I was a big NBA Jam fan. I remember playing Area 51, which I think is a very common experience for aging hipsters of a certain age.
Yeah.
I didn't like that game ever. I've never really had like a transcendent moment with a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
I remember the Killer Instinct arcade game being my jam. I really did enjoy that.
Oh, man, so you never played the ones like Darkstalkers, where you got to be a bunch of different monsters?
Oh, you know what game I did play, and in my opinion, is the alpha fighting game, would be Primal Scream.
Primal Rage.
Primal Rage, yeah, yes. Primal Scream. Oh, dude, when Screamadelica in the arcade was amazing.
Yes. That game is awesome. I believe
you eat humans for power ups.
Yes, is so amazing. That game
hasn't aged very well. I feel like it's not something Tumblr remembers from the 90s.
Yeah. Well, I think that's because it was so awesome. It's not laughable. If you see that somewhere, then you're like, yeah.
It's real as fuck.
Yeah, you're like, there's no making fun of that. No kind of, like, goofy nostalgia pieces on it. You just, nothing but respect for that game, I believe.
Yeah, it's kind of like seeing the Halls of Illusion video.
Yeah. Or the Holocaust Museum. Visiting the Holocaust Museum. Nothing but reverence.
Yeah, can you tell the listeners a little bit about your experience when you visited the Holocaust Museum?
Oh, that was when I went to visit a girlfriend's family in Virginia. We went to D.C. Oh, gosh, your phone is ringing. This could be bad. What happens if you don't pick up this phone right now?
Talk about the Holocaust Museum for a little bit.
Okay, I'll talk about the Holocaust Museum. Yeah, me and my girlfriend went to go visit it, and we had our options of sites to see in D.C., and for some reason that was the one that we decided to go do, and we just kind of held each other and looked at horrible things from humanity's dark lotus, and
Furthermore,
I can say that that's a great date spot to check out if you're in the
city. So if you want to get some pussy tonight.
Yes, watch Schindler's List or go visit your local.
It has been said that in order to truly experience something, you have to experience it in person. Those words have never been more true than after a visit to the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. We have all read the stories, but absolutely nothing can compare to seeing the horror and tragedy caused by Nazi Germany. Immediately you're confronted with images and wartime film that brings to life things you had only read about in books. Clothes worn inside the brutal concentration camps hang above you as you walk by numerous exhibits depicting the early Nazi assault and the events leading up to World War II. Horse-drawn wagons, Torah scrolls that were desecrated, and a tree stump that marked a mass grave near a Polish village are but three exhibits on this floor that you'll spend hours learning about. Newspapers from around the United States display headlines of Nazi terror, even years before we became involved in the war. You'll learn about tragic personal stories, including one of Louise, who spent the first 3 years of her life hiding from the Nazis. Step into a rail car that once transported Jews from all over Europe to ghettos, concentration camps, and killing centers. Walk through barracks from Auschwitz that frequently held hundreds of prisoners who had to sleep five or six across on a single bunk. Nothing can prepare you for the piles of shoes from those lost to us throughout the war, nor the ovens where bodies were burned. The final floor houses a boat used in October of 1943 to rescue more than 7,000 Jews. Exhibits document the German retreat, and a memorial wall remembers all those who risked their lives during the war to save what Jews they could. Before you leave, pause to visit the eternal flame underneath which lies earth both gathered from the death camps and from cemeteries of American soldiers who fought and died to defeat Nazi Germany. And light your own candle in remembrance of all those whose lives were tragically cut short. There is no excuse, and there is no reason for what happened during the years of Adolf Hitler. Our solemn duty is to never forget and to ensure that democracy lives on so that these four...
Is that okay, Will?
Yeah.
Are you
I'm offended, but we'll talk about it after the show.
Oh, no, I mean the phone call.
Oh, yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. Women. Am I right?
Am I right or am I right?
You're always want to know about stuff going on in our lives.
It's like, why can't you understand I'm doing a video game podcast?
Right? Did you ever experience, did you ever hang out with any gamer girls?
Never, not once in my life.
Really?
Hanging out with a gamer girl. I assume that's an urban myth.
Yeah.
But I'm not steeped in gamer culture. Like, gaming was never a big part of my life.
I think once RPGs became a thing, it became maybe more prevalent. There's more story involved.
Emotions.
Yeah, there are more emotions and recipes in games. Once that happened, I think it really...
appealed.
Yeah. I hear the Little Mermaid game for NES is actually pretty playable, pretty good.
Nice. Tight.
Barbie game is not. I did see it for sale at the thrift store. I'm kind of mad at myself for not getting it, because that would make a funny podcast episode, I think. Or another really boring, depressing one.
Either way, the audience is the winner.
Yeah. With this show in particular, the people that listen to it know they're always in for a treat. Oh my god, those midgets can do a fucking somersault off your head.
Yeah.
I forget that.
But sometimes. They might just be children.
They might just be children. I never take that chance. I always kill them. Ask questions later.
Let God sort them out.
Yeah. They're going to purgatory.
Can you tell us a little about Purgatory?
It's for babies.
Oh, really? I thought, like, adults would chill there, too.
No, no. Well, okay, yes. Adults who maybe didn't live such a bad life, but, you know, never got baptized, I think, or christened, or whatever weird Illuminati rituals Catholics do. I really don't know that much about it, but I know it is, like, a...
Real.
It is real. People have crossed over in
the city. I am...
It's a place that we can visit, like...
An Instagram.
Yeah.
But it's just boring. Like, that's the thing about Purgatory. It's like, it's just kind of meh. It doesn't suck, right?
Yeah, it doesn't suck. It doesn't...
But it doesn't rock, either.
It doesn't rule. It doesn't suck. It's...
It's kind of like Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble.
You're like H&R Block.
What was, I mean, okay, tell me, riddle me this.
Yes, Riddle Master.
Why did Borders go under...
But Barnes & Noble still
sucked
seems...
way more.
Oh, I would agree. I mean, I had... I was a big believer in that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, guys... he has taken me out.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I remember going into the PAL Borders with you when it was on its last leg when they were selling, like, the
shelving.
Yeah.
The floor under your feet. That was sad.
Yeah.
Going into, like, a going out of business major company, like, Blockbuster, let's say, and oh, man, it was depressing at Blockbuster because they'd be, like, huge DVD clearance. You're like, oh, great. DVDs are kind of, like, being phased out of...
Yeah, our DVDs are totally archaic now, right?
I would say so. Target would beg to differ, and so would Walmart. They still sell.
Well, Walmart.
I was in a Walmart recently, and I...
People love Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, I do too, but... yeah, they're still selling DVDs, they're still selling CDs. And to me, that's just outrageous.
Don't they know that there's vinyl?
Don't they know that there's Napster?
Four men with beards.
Four men with beards, yes.
Are you going to pick anything up at Walmart for Record Store Day coming up?
Oh, that, I'm glad you asked. I guess whatever... Billy Bragg is putting out these days. I'm
nice,
not going to be
cool.
forced to pick up at Walmart because
maybe you can get
there's
pick
a
up.
Free DLC code, and you can watch the exclusive videos that are only on Vevo.
You can finally watch his cover of Layla.
Oh, nice! Yeah, I hadn't heard about that. I'm not as tuned into the Bragg pipes as before, but. I know you are.
I've actually never heard Billy Bragg in my life. Like, I would have no way of identifying him. Like, was he... He's just some, like, folk dude, right?
Yeah.
Is he, like, Nick Drake?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And he also dissed Taylor Swift recently.
That's a classic old guy move.
Yeah, well, because what happened was Taylor Swift is, like...
A communist?
Well, essentially. She pulled out of Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
She won't have her albums available... She won't have her albums available on Pandora because she said it's, like, fucks with, like, the artists, you know? It doesn't, like, do enough for them.
Well, she has a point.
Yeah, or I forget if it's that or Spotify, maybe both.
It's definitely Spotify.
But Billy Bragg was, like, bragging on his Twitter feed, just being like, yo, the only reason that Taylor Swift is doing this is because she's going to appear on the new Microsoft streaming music app or whatever. Nothing but a blatant cash grab. And if someone's going to point out...
I'm surprised that seems like such a Kevin Seconds thing to do, like, complain about someone young.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, Kevin Seconds was just like, hey, man, it's kind of my thing.
Yeah, are you friends with Kevin Seconds on Facebook?
I was at one point, and then it got to, then my serotonin levels just dropped, and I had to get him out of my life. Although I do enjoy his, you know, his work with the coffee industry of NorCal.
Oh, like what? True Love?
True Love. Always a pleasure. So, I think
yes, for those unfamiliar, can you describe Kevin Seconds' career in a nutshell?
Well, imagine, I guess it's, like, not unlike Fugazi, but not,
like, if Sacramento had a
Fugazi. Yeah, it's, exactly, like, it's if Fugazi formed in Sacramento instead of Washington, D.C.
But was 7 Seconds, his original band, really that, like, different from any other punk band? Because I haven't listened to
it. Well, you have to be... God, you know, I hate all music from that era, and so it's hard for me to, like, defend it in any real way. But yeah, like, punk from that era is just, like, you kind of feel like an archaeologist, you know? It's just, like, you kind of look at things and you get interested by them, but in no means is it easy to listen to.
Right. Now, what was their stance? Were they straight edge?
They were totally straight edge.
Okay, yeah. So that's the connection, the Fugazi connection.
Although I think Fugazi wasn't straight edge.
Well, that's true, but they came from a straight edge background.
Because I remember...
Guy Piccolotto or whatever his name is.
Piccolo.
Guy Piccolo, the bass player, right?
Yeah, totally.
He was a heavy boozer or smoker or something.
And those eyebrows.
Yeah. He was the truly evil member of the band. He was the id or the chi that kept...
But he had, like, the coolest voice.
Yeah.
You'd have to say that.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Ugh. Beat that fucking dude in the wife beater again that I can't describe any more than that.
Like, let's just say when this comes out, it'll be rated X. For X rated.
Yeah. Extremely controversial.
Now that we're on the subject of Sacramento's music scene, can you tell the audience a little bit about X rated and what X rated means for the independent Sacramento musician?
All right, I feel bad admitting this, but I did not know actually that X-Rated was a Sacramento musician. Or if I did, I forgot. But he is a guy who famously murdered some noobs or basic thugs or something, and then got locked up for it, and then recorded the bulk of his albums from jail. Not Folsom Prison, was it?
Alcatraz.
Some Alcatraz or some shit. Some throwbacky type shit. And, I haven't...
Folsom County Fair.
Yeah, from Folsom County Fair Prison. I can't speak to the quality of his music. I have not heard it. How does it sound, Will? Does it sound like he's talking through one of those, like...
Well, what do you want from your jailed rappers?
X-rated, I don't know. That seems like... A tall,
but he's Brotherland Chong affiliated, like, so you, I think you kind of know what you're getting
at. I wonder if Brother Lynch, like, is the one who set that up, too.
Oh, definitely.
He's like, dude, this will be mega chill.
If you, like, murder these people and, like, eat them.
Yeah, oh wait, he ate them?
No, you're thinking of Big Lurch.
I'm just saying ate them, like, well, oh yeah, that's his music.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. But
Brother Lynch
was
has
the one who
never,
actually said, I'd like to try that.
Yeah, like, he took it to that other level.
Yeah. As they do in Texas. Well, he seems more of like a Florida kind of thing. So I'm surprised. Okay, now I have to beat Shrek. This could be... Okay, there's a dragon. Avoid the dragon. Avoid the... Okay, fucking asshole! God damn it!
Shrek strikes again.
I think I can beat him, though, this time. I think I know how to do this. Alright. Avoid the moths. Got that. Punch the moth. Oh, he hit me in the butt. Damn it. Alright. Punch the moth.
As if your day could get any worse.
Yeah, in the life of a kung fu
master. I'm not even supposed to be here!
Yeah. Supposed to be on vacation in Taipei. Also,
Ibiza.
Yeah.
At some, like, EDM fest.
Yeah.
Listen to Diplo.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? What's your stance on the Diplo Lord beef, Adam? That's timely. That's a timely thing we can talk about.
He kind of, like, started shit with her seemingly out of the blue. Yeah, what was his problem? No, he was...
This Taylor Swift is...
Okay, yeah.
Older white people are want to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. Sorry. I have to agree there. What's the big deal about her? She's kind of another Carly Rae Jepsen.
You didn't think Carly Rae Jepsen was tight?
And she's the one that Kanye stole the glory from way back in the day, right?
Yeah, totally.
So why do we care about her now? She was a thing back in 2008. Was that it?
I think
she's
so.
She's gotta be ancient by now. Right? Like, Miley Cyrus is just old hag now.
Yeah, what happened to Miley Cyrus? She seems less famous this week.
I don't know, man. I think it's because she's falling in love for real now. She's just letting her career kind of slide by the wayside.
She had such a good thing going.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on, is she's dating some basic bro and...
Al Jurgensen.
Yeah, Al Jurgensen of Ministry.
Alex Jones fame.
Yeah.
Have you been listening to Alex Jones?
I haven't.
Why did you quit doing that?
I wasn't on drugs anymore. This topic's going to come up a lot because there's a large mental shift that happens when you stop taking opiates that it shaped a lot of who I am today.
And you're...
I'm very proud of listening to Alex Jones for so long.
That's not me anymore.
And his Diamond Gusset Jeans ads are some of the greatest ad spots I've ever heard on a podcast before.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset Jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset.
Have you seen or yeah? Do you still invest in gold?
I have yet to invest in anything besides Nintendo games.
Have you ever thought about trading up from a Nintendo game?
Oh yeah. How long would it take?
You were talking about Lolo and trading up from Lolo and like eventually getting a boat or like at least like a house for your parents.
If it was a houseboat, I would.
And think about a boat like your parents would like.
American River. Oh God, what would my parents like? They would like something, you know what, actually I do know, they'd like something very small and humble. They would not want to have a big boat.
Something,
it would be a nightmare for my dad to have to think about the maintenance and, oh, when are we going to use that boat, you know, sitting there in the river, like, I wish we didn't own that boat. What they would like is a canoe or something, like a nicer, like a nicer thing that would, you know, just require paddles. Not kayaks.
It wouldn't necessarily have a roof.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. something... Yeah, and if it was a bigger size boat, they'd probably like to share it with another family that used it more to take care of it more. Last thing they need to do is worry about another vehicle or piece of property. And a boat is...
Taxes alone.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The last thing you want to do is buy them a gift that will eventually bankrupt them.
Right, exactly. I don't get the appeal of boats at all, why anyone would want to own one. I get why you'd want to ride one. But
I understand
need
for nautical tattoos.
Yeah? You do?
I do.
What is that need?
Because they're very cool.
Yeah. They show a life of adventure.
It shows that, like, you're very interesting and, like, love coffee.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I feel like sea captains are pretty simple-minded folk.
Probably, you know, have only know, like, Velvet Underground and Nico and none of the other ones.
Mm-hmm, yeah. If at all. I met someone recently who was talking shit about the Velvet Underground and I did not defend them. I didn't raise my voice, and I feel bad about that now.
I always had you pegged as, like, a Lou guy. And, like, you... Do you care about, like, Velvet Underground?
Well, like, it has to be Can you really like just Lou without, you know, taking into account his past artistic output? I suppose. Like, I wonder sometimes. There's probably people out there who got into Lou not knowing about Velvet Underground.
Just, like, knowing him as Mock.
Just knowing him from his Mock character.
This
from
is
Rock and Rule.
Is
yes.
This where we would play the Mock song?
Yeah. In fact, let's listen to...
My name
this
is Mock.
Lou Reed's My Name is Mock from the fantastic Rock and Rule soundtrack.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, I'm the fire. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the bluff, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girls,
it's hot, it's a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
We're back.
All right, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that.
Can you tell the listeners at home a little background on the Mock character? And
yeah, so Canadian television, puts out weird cartoons every once in a while. And so there's this movie that came out, Rock and Rule. And they had a couple other cartoons, too, that were like, you know, big musicals. Definitely sub Disney, but like kind of in the realm of like Fritz the Cat.
Well, it's a little more adult, right?
Yeah, it is. It is definitely. But their stuff, I would say, is not entirely adult, you know. But it is, yeah, maybe PG, verging on PG-13.
Like
definitely
the
not like
kick
heavy
a little
metal.
Bit of ass.
Yeah, and so Mock in this, he's like the evil guy that wants to. You know, ruin rock and roll forever. A classic setup.
But his definition of ruining rock and roll is definitely, like, kind of improving it.
Yeah, my name is Mock. I like that, yeah, Lou Reed was cast as Mock, except he's not the voice of Mock at all, except for the song My Name is Mock. So in singing... He does appear as Mock, but not in any other form.
And in death, it is what he is remembered for.
Yeah. That is what he will be. Lulu and Mock, he will take to his grave.
And, I love women.
I love women, yeah. Classic. Classic show.
Another Lou banger.
Yeah. We all love women. Sometimes I think about that song and I just...
When a woman gets you really down.
Yeah.
And that girl at Byright won't look at you in the eyes.
It's true, yeah. When actually I'm down about women, that's when I think of the Lou song, I Love Women. I wonder, did he write that song, like, as a kind of, like, I don't know.
Was he mocking women?
Yeah. Like his character Mock would do. But, I feel like in that song he genuinely did love women at the time. Even though most of his life he hated women, I think he was going out on the limb trying to figure out a way.
It was the electroshock therapy talking.
Yeah. This is most of...
Well, are you ever, like, do you ever wonder what stance Lou would take at about, like, Gamergate?
No, I was actually just thinking about this recently in the car. I was like, I bet that, because I was thinking about Lou's song Red Joystick, My Red Joy Stick.
Was that on the New Sensation?
Yeah. Yes. I was thinking about that, and I was like, I bet Lou Reed, like, secretly was, like, really into a certain old game that I would hate. And I think that that game, I'm pretty sure, would be Berserk.
I don't remember Berserk.
Berserk was one of, like, the six, you know, big games from the 70s, like, when...
Like Centipede or
Galaga. Yeah, yeah, something. It's like one of the big
six. Ugh, those games are horrible.
I know, or Pac-Man and stuff, yeah. Oh,
Jesus Lord.
Yeah, I will never get swept up in Pac-Man fever until the day I die.
What was it, like, Buckner and Garcia?
Who's that?
Those were the guys that did, like, an entire album about, like, their love of, like, primitive arcade games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd actually be kind of interested in
that. Their album is pretty tight. You should listen to it.
So they did Pac-Man Fever plus a bunch of other...
Like, at least, yeah, like, a full LP's worth.
That sounds very... Let's play some of that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Centipede.
Is that one of their songs?
Yeah, I remember it having kind of, like, an emotional undertow to it.
So. All right, folks, this is Centipede.
And divides and comes after you from every side. Faster and faster, roll by roll. He slides through the rocks to get you from below. Oh, Centipede, you can't run away. You can't run away.
And we're back.
That was just great.
Wow. I really think they captured the spirit of the centipede on that track.
I felt like a centipede when we were listening to it.
Funny thing, I actually...
I mean, it musically...
Oh, I just got killed at
Shrek
the
again.
Shrek, but I feel like I'm getting closer to defeating him. But yeah, funny enough, at work today, I saw a centipede, and it was showing the kids at my work the centipede. And I was going to feed the centipede to a spider, and I thought about it for a second. I was like, if I show the kids how cool it is to feed centipedes to spiders...
That's all they're going to do.
Like, yeah. What's going to stop them from going up the food chain, like in Dracula, Renfield, you know? I was like, first I feed the flies to the spiders, and the spiders to the sparrows, and the sparrows to the rats, and the rats to the... cats, and the cats to the dogs.
And then the dogs to, like...
Like, did you ever read Dracula?
I tried, and it's really boring.
Yeah, my dad actually read me the whole book when I was a kid.
No, wait, that's trippy.
To go to bed, yeah, he'd read me Dracula. That was pretty awesome. He also read me the whole Lord of the Rings.
Jesus Lord.
No, not... almost the whole Lord of the Rings series. Definitely the whole Chronicles of Narnia. I think this is stuff I just take for granted all the time, you know? Like, man,
typical
that's
gamer.
Epic. Yeah. But, yeah, there's a scene that stuck out to me in that where Renfield, who is Dracula's little bitch, basically...
Trades up.
Yeah, trades up life. And it's a take on, like, you know that Tool song that's at the end of... Undertow, where it's like,
Reverend
this
Maynard.
Is necessary.
Yeah.
Life feeds on life. Well, that is like kind of what Renfield was doing. He was having life feed on life, trading up the food chain. And I don't think I knew what his... I guess at the end of it, once he would eat the final thing before he would eat... It's also like in that Who's Purdue song where they're like, first we feed the rats to the cats, and then we turn the cat strings into violins. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, it's on New Day Rising.
What is that shit? What is he talking about in that song?
Just life in Minneapolis.
I guess. And that also, you know, kind of alludes to that trading up in the circle of life thing, which I don't, you know.
Well, just like a Who's Purdue, like, traded up their entire career.
Yeah, for being in Sugar. And then
I mean, look at you know, Metal Circus to Warehouse, you know?
To the various to, Grant Hart
It was
projects.
A good idea!
Yeah. Was it a good idea?
Is that the song even?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a sugar song. Yeah. But yeah, Sugar, very tight band from the 90s.
All right, here, this is, what number of attempts is this band?
Oh, man.
We got about 20 minutes left to beat this game.
I think that's enough. You get progressively...
It's kind of like each try?
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I wanted to hear you say. We use only punches so I get that extra life. 200 points. That's doubling the points if I was just kicking. You like to punch or kick better in this game, Will?
There's something very satisfying about just doing kicks.
Okay, yeah, no, that is true. Kicking in this game...
It releases endorphins.
It releases chi and negative ions.
And, like, neutrons.
Yeah, positive neutrons. Whatever. Anyways,
enough about neutrons.
Enough about me. Let's talk about going up staircases.
Staircases are prominent in this game.
They're not the safe staircases that have a rail for you to hang on to.
They're the tight kind that you can parkour off of.
Yes. Yeah, this game, as I mentioned earlier, is revolutionary in that you start at the right and walk left. Not many games like that.
Very unique.
Yes. Oh, shit. I got bit by a snake. That hasn't happened in a long time.
In terms of games where you punch bees in the face, where do you think this ranks?
Ooh.
I mean,
definitely behind Ninja Gaiden.
Okay, but what about Bee Fighter?
Is there a Bee Fighter game?
Oh, yeah.
No, really?
Yes.
Be serious.
Hey. Anyways, the most common enemy in this game are, like, this troop of, like, purple-vested...
dudes that just have their hands out.
And they just, like, hug you.
Yes, that's something that I didn't, we didn't talk about earlier, but just how funny it is that all the enemies, what a lot of them do is run up to you and hug you to death. And when the midgets do it, it's even weirder to me. Save Sylvia for Mr. X. Here we go again. I can't wait to meet Mr. X. I really want to see what kind of asshole...
Stole your girlfriend.
Yeah, or a woman. Maybe it's just his favorite female friend. Maybe she's gonna friend zone him in the end. That seems to happen in a lot of Japanese things. Japanese, like, social stories. Ah, these midgets. They either jump off your head or hug you.
What's more preferable to you, but in real life?
I'd rather just get hugged than have them bounce off my head. I feel like that's really dickish, because when they hug you, at least you can kill them when they're done hugging you. But when they bounce off your head, it's like, later I'm going to go do this again to someone else.
So as a teacher, this is kind of like a valuable lesson.
Yeah. How to deal with classroom management. You can, like, either... Okay. Oh, yes! Yes! It feels so good to beat that dude. And you know
the man of indiscriminate race.
Yes, with the wife beater. It feels so good. One of my roommates is home. Anthony!
Is this weird?
Welcome to the podcast. We gotta beat this game in 17 minutes.
Do you think Adam can do it, Anthony?
Why 17 minutes?
Because it's an arbitrary rule.
Yes. It's Lords of the Game, baby.
Are you Scott Baio?
It is kind of Scott Baio-ish.
It's like Daniel-san. Like, what's going on here?
This is Kung Fu or Kung Fu Master.
Oh, so it's like kind of a take on like.
Yeah, it's a parody. It's a satire.
Of what? Who's Scott Baio? I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
Happy Days. The Fonz's cousin.
Oh,
Shachi. So,
Chachi.
This level we punch bees in the face.
Yeah.
Is this why the bees are all dead?
The bees.
Also, why are you hitting midgets?
Why not?
I mean,
they try.
Well, because the midgets help someone steal Adam's girlfriend.
Yeah. That certain someone named Mr. X.
And Shrek discoed Adam again.
Shrek is destroying me.
I love how there's, like, a person and a dragon. Like, that's your, like, life box.
So like, what does the dragon mean? Like, you summon dragons.
Good question.
Like, what are these enemy person dragon?
Yeah, I don't know. We should look that up. What does the dragon mean in Kung Fu?
I don't know.
If only there was a searchable database.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Here comes Shrek. I have almost full life. I'm going to kill him.
You're about to get Shrek, Tommy.
Oh, I killed Shrek! 5,000 fucking points! Ah!
You did it.
I did it. Oh my god.
It took forever for you to kill.
We have like 45. No, we have like 15 minutes and I'm going
You didn't ask me. You had your chance.
Wait, what? Tell me again. Tell me what the dragon means.
I don't know what the dragon means.
Look it up.
Look at it.
Should I look up the dragon?
Help me, Thomas.
Save Mr. Axe. Oh, wow.
No, save...
Your name is Thomas.
Sylvia.
I gave you oxygen.
Oh, man. Is anything going to happen?
Don't jerk Seinfeld. You can come out, then I'll tell you.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's talking to someone.
That's what I'm saying.
That's very rude. Very rude.
Oh, man. This is getting intense. I've never gotten this far.
At 4 a.m.? John McLaren Park.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Oh, knifed.
What's it like watching this
game?
It's a full story. I'll tell you later.
Very, very hard to watch. Yeah.
Very hard to watch. It's different from fun.
I'll show you.
And the midget kills me by bouncing on me. I have zero lives left. I'm at the last stage.
I didn't say that.
This podcast could be over early.
No, it's just me having fun right now.
I'm sorry. Please excuse my roommate who's talking on the phone through the whole podcast starting a minute ago. Oh, man. This is tough.
Hey, Anthony, what did you think of the ending of How I Met Your Mother?
I mean, the abridged ending or the real version on the DVD box set?
Let's do both.
Well, you guys...
The DVD box set was definitely a lot more true to the story.
Oh, my God. Wait, were you one of the ones who watched that series finale in the kitchen while I was trying to sleep? There's Mr. X! Mr. X! I'm gonna kill Mr. X! Oh, God!
You're really good at doing it.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, people! Oh, my fucking God!
But Anthony,
oh, my fucking God! I beat fucking Kung Fu!
That's great.
Sylvia is in my arms! Congratulations, Thomas and Sylvia!
Is Thomas like a
half-blood? Holy shit, hold on, folks.
What's the magazine?
Can I take a picture of this?
All that can't see for it.
No!
Oh, you have to start over.
What the fuck?
It's over. You restart?
Oh, I got one dragon.
Are you shitting me?
That's what the dragons are. The dragons are there for every time you beat the game, you get another one.
But why would you want them?
We should look that up. Like, did I really beat this game?
I don't know. Where'd the bitch go?
I feel like I did.
Have you heard the new Ariel Pink record?
Oh my god, so good.
Is it?
Shut your face, Adam.
No, I love this interview.
Dude, finally, no haunted graffiti. Let's be real. It's just plain Ariel.
Alright. Let's just say I beat this game.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you, let's take it.